Well, this is Daily Inspiration. Jeff Chapman here, encouraging you with the Word of God. Well, we're in the book of James. We've been looking at temptation. We've been looking at the source of the temptation, the test of temptation. Now let's look at the finality of temptation when we don't deal with it. It says here in I'm going to just start at verse 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. And we're going to really look at verse 15 and 16. But let's get this section in context. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. And when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Excuse me. Do not err, my beloved brethren. So, verse 15 speaks of this lust. Your lust, my lust, Satan's lust, all the lust of the world, whatever they be, when lust hath conceived, it is going to have a baby. And that baby's name is sin. And when sin gets through growing up, it brings forth the end of the life. And it is death. It is death. I want you to know today, spiritual death is the worst kind of death. Oh, I believe sin brings forth physical death first. The wages of sin is death. When you work, you get paid. And what is death? It's your wages because you have sinned. Every man will die because he has sinned. The wages of sin, the payment for sin is death. There's no escape from this one. You have a death sentence. You are all going to die because you have sinned. So it tells us, now that we're Christians, it's waking us up. It's warning you about the danger of lust. If you don't deal with temptation, that's where this whole section started. Temptation is not a sin. When I'm tempted, I don't sin. I don't have to sin. What I'm trying to say is temptation is not sin. It is when I yield to temptation that I sin. I don't have to drink it. I don't have to eat it. I don't have to look at it. I can't help what I saw, but I don't have to take a second look. I can't help what I smell, but I don't have to enjoy smelling it. I get away from it when it's danger. When I smell a bad chemical, I stop breathing and I cover my face and I run because I don't want to die. When I see something coming toward my eye, I close my eye. I put my hand up because I don't want to lose my eye or injure it. You should do the same with your soul, my dear friend. You should fight this lust. Oh, when you yield to sin, there's only one thing to do. The quicker you stop, the quicker you run, the quicker you turn. Oh, if you do find yourself not being like Joseph and fleeing it, and you get into it, then the quicker you stop and the quicker you run to God for mercy, the better off you'll be. You don't have to finish what you started. Stop and run. You know, there's an old saying, when somebody gets their clothing caught on fire. You're supposed to stop, drop, and roll. The worst thing a man can do when he's on fire is to run. The air, the oxygen, the wind will cause the flame on his polyester or cotton or nylon to burn like a blowtorch. And it is not good. So when a man catches on fire, he's told to stop, to drop, and to roll and extinguish the flames. And if you fall into sin, if you don't deal with it, that sin, that lust is going to turn into sin. And we know what the wages of sin is. It's death. So if you fall into sin and you jump into sin, the quicker you stop and drop to your knees and cry out to God, you will extinguish that fire and destroying lust that is going to damn your soul and separate you from God and cause you to spend an eternity in a darkness and blackness of the fires of hell, when Christ has died to set you free and to cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. There's not enough religious work. There's not enough penance. You must be born again. You must get free from sin. You must stop the act of sinning willfully with your mind, will, and emotions. You've got to realize that lust is conceiving. It's bringing forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, will bring forth death. And he concludes this thought on temptation, lust, and sin with a simple conclusion. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Don't miss this. Many will hear the truth. Well, may God bless you and help you to overcome every sin and temptation, that we could live a holy life before the Lord Jesus. Have you trusted him fully? Are you born again? Do you know that your name's in the book of life? Do you know that if you died tonight, you would go to heaven? My friend, you can know by trusting in Christ and asking him alone to save you and to give you forgiveness of your sins, and then walk in a newness of life, reading your Bible every day and obeying everything you read. May the Lord be with you till we meet again.